Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. As always, we're getting right to it. Guys, I have two very important announcements, and I think the first one, well, actually both of these are, you know, they're pretty significant. First one, I want all of you to remember that throughout the year, there's only a handful of times when it's actually incredibly lucrative to chase expireds in the sense that it's easy to make contact with them. And if you think throughout the year, there's only a few times of the year where the end of the month and the beginning of the following month fall over a holiday or fall over the weekend. And like I said, there's only maybe four or six times like that throughout the year. We are coming up on what is the best time to hunt expireds of the entire time of the year. And I'm going to sell, and just briefly, I'm going to sell you on why you need to be prospecting over the 4th of July weekend. Here's all the reasons why. First of all, there's still tons of time left this year to sell houses. So if you take an expired listing over the next few days, you're going to find that the house is oftentimes not mispriced, no problem with the condition or the location, but basically because it was in the MLS too long, it had an old MLS number, it stopped getting showings, and that's the reason it basically lost its momentum and expired. In other words, you're going to go out there and you're going to list an expired listing, you're going to stick it back in the MLS, you're not even going to have, I mean, you might write a description, the pictures won't even be posted yet, you'll list it for the same price, and then you're going to get a contract on it. That happens. Listen to what I'm telling you. Newer agents, experienced agents, that is something that the most successful top-producing agents know is true, that this is the perfect time to be hunting expireds. In 90 days, it's still obviously a great time to hunt expireds, but you're going to start running up against the holiday objections. You're going to start running up against people with questionable motivation. But right now, there is going to be a mad rush for folks to buy houses, to get their kids in school, and you know all the normal things that happen in the middle of the summer. Now, remember, there's always the most number of expireds on the last day of the month, i.e. June, and the first day of the following month, that would be July. But you're going to have and you're going to see there's going to be a lot of expireds on the last couple days of June and the first few days of July. And now here's the other reason I'm excited about this time of year for hunting expireds. Most of the expireds that are going to be popping up were listed by inexperienced agents whom the seller chose out of usually familial or social reasons. In other words, it wasn't an agent who ever told the seller to lower the price. There wasn't an agent that told the seller the truth about the house because maybe they didn't know. They just didn't have the skills to give the seller the bad news necessarily about what needed to happen to get the property sold. So you're not going to be competing against very experienced existing listing agents. That's the other reason this is the perfect time to be hunting expireds this time of year. So let's go through it again. There's going to be a record number of expireds in most markets, if not all markets, over the next few days. You have to be hunting expireds. I don't care if you've never done it before, do it. Premier coaching clients, you absolutely have no excuse. Use the scripts. Use the objection handlers. Use the system that we give you. This is the time for you to stack it tall. And by it, I mean money. Do it now. Focus. Drill down. And we have the first of the month, the last month. You have a lot of inexperienced agents who will not have the skill set to retain the listings. You'll have a lot of sellers who are motivated. You'll have a lot of buyers who are motivated. This is the perfect time for you to finally be taking hunting expired seriously. I'm legitimately and sincerely excited for you. When Julie and I sold real estate, this was always my favorite time of year to hunt expireds for all the reasons I just told you. And you know what? I never told other agents when Julie and I sold real estate. I never let them know that this was the best time to go after expireds. But for the thousands of you who are listening right now across the country, in Canada, and you know, we have listeners in Europe, all over the world, really, I'm telling you, expired palooza is on, baby. So you need to get on to that. Now, second announcement. And Julie, I didn't tell you about this one. Mm-hmm. Our T-shirt store is done. We're going to soft launch it on our private Facebook group to our members. So, Premier Coaching members, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to, and I haven't figured out how to do this yet, but look on the private Facebook group. I'm going to give, for the first 50 of you a free T-shirt. You guys are going to pick which T-shirt you want. I think there's 20 different T-shirt designs that we have posted. And the T-shirt designs are the specific Harris rules that you guys have been learning from listening to this podcast. Things like doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, things like that. So these are all specifically targeted towards those of you who are getting it about what it takes to be of service and to make money in this industry, in this market at this time. And I want you to go to the T-shirt store. I want you to pick out the shirt you like, the quote you like, and then in exchange for me giving you one of these T-shirts, what we're going to ask you to do, you'll have to pay shipping and handling, but what we're going to ask you to do is then make a quick video of you wearing the shirt and why you chose that shirt with that particular saying. So that's going to be posted on our private Facebook group. So for those of you who are Premier Coaching members on the private Facebook group, there's obviously thousands of you. The first 50 of you are going to get a free T-shirt. Look for that posting and that announcement probably the next couple hours. So Julie, I believe you have some shout-outs you'd like to get to?
People you'd like
to recognize, listeners?
Yeah, I have a shout-out / cry for help anonymous that kind of highlights some of the work that we do in Premier Coaching. This is exactly what we know how to help you very quickly with. So I'm going to keep this agent's name and location. We'll call this person Anonymous in the Midwest, who writes, I am an agent in your coaching program, and I am writing to you. I'm newer to the coaching program, but I'm writing because I'm tired of failing as an agent. I have no listings and no pendings. My failure in real estate is taking a toll on my marriage, my family, my finances. Real estate is financially draining me. I'm always working, but I'm having a hard time finding the results. I feel like I don't have control over my business, and I'm fed up with not getting any results. Tired of seeing other agents succeed where I seem to fail. Seems they know something I don't know, yet they're not willing to help me, and they just like watching me fail. I would like to have an accountability partner from your program. We do that, too. That's part of the private Facebook page. You guys find each other on that. Is there a way we can have a call to talk about my business, any adjustments you recommend? I want to be a star student in this program. I want to succeed by making a dependable salary in real estate. You are a professional. I know you have the answers that will help me do better. Please help. I will do whatever it takes. And I've already spoken with this agent, and we have pulled out some very specific material from the Premier Coaching Program to make her life easier, more efficient, and get her out of her current pattern. So I have absolute confidence that this is not going to be her lifestyle. She's going to have a major momentum switch, assuming that she does. And she said, the last thing she wrote in her email, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So game on. Just wanted to give her a little extra nudge on the radio show that we do pay attention and we get you there as fast as humanly possible. So that's what Premier Coaching is about. And back to you, Tim. And we've got
She wanted accountability, right?
That's right.
She wanted accountability. Okay, so I want you to post to all, say right now what her name is.
All right. Let's say Mary in Hyde Park, and she is in Ohio. She's a fellow
first,
Buckeye.
First name, last name.
Mary Patton.
In Hyde Park, in Ohio. Ohio, here's the deal. You've just been called out, sister, in front of, 100,000 agents.
Tried to protect you, but Tim has amped it for you.
That's right. And so I just told you prior to Julie reading your email that this was expired weekend, expired palooza.
True.
So I want you to still have fun, go see fireworks, grill your hot dogs, whatever else. Yeah, we're from Ohio too, so we get it. There's only so many nice days and nice warm weather in Ohio.
Michigan, we got to start early.
So you got to enjoy it. But look, if you are planning on not working, you got to realize that if you're serious about the email you sent to Julie, and you're planning on not working over what's going to be one of the most lucrative times, weeks of the entire year to be hunting expireds, and you're planning on taking time off, then you are not being honest with what your true intentions are. And that is true for all of you. So, Mary, I want you to listen to what you wrote to Julie, reread what you wrote to Julie, and I want you to think about how serious are you truly about accomplishing your goals. Well, if you're allowing, I want balance, I need time off, I need all these other things, those are luxuries that you get once you basically have cash flow, once you've earned it. If you try to put the cart before the horse, the time off, all these luxuries of life, because you somehow have earned them and deserved them before you've actually earned them and deserved them, what that's going to result in is you having this long, essentially years of having unfulfilled goals and never having the cash flow to really do what you want to do with life, in life, because you were never really truly willing to drill down and get to work. So Mary and all the rest of you, listen to what your coaches and your future coaches are telling you now. It's time to get to work. All right, so Julie, we have a quick shout out from one of our sponsors, and when we come back, we are going to cover the next 4 points of what we started, which is 15 success-killing horrible habits you must stop now.
Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris is brought to you in part by FirePoint.
Growing a real estate business is all about knowing your numbers. Long-term success in real estate is knowing how to capitalize on those numbers daily. As the head of your team, whether it's 1, 100, or even 1,000 people, FirePoint is the all-in-one business solution for you. Created by agents for agents, FirePoint is more than just another CRM. FirePoint offers a complete picture of your business, from lead generation to team management and accountability, and the best return on investment reports in the industry. FirePoint is the solution that is focused on what matters, showing you the most profitable path to more closed transactions. Schedule a free demo at firepoint.net.
All right, guys, we are back. So, Julie, we're going to pick up where we left off in point number 12, and I'll get you started on this one.
Sure.
This is something you guys hear us talk about quite often, and this time of year, this is one of the most important points that we're going to share with you from these 15 points. Following bad habit number 12, following pretty shiny things, the next thing, the widget, the silver bullet syndrome versus embracing just doing the work, embracing doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Guys, listen, I have news for you. If you haven't figured it out yet, the way that they're, and by they, I mean virtually everyone else other than us, the way that they're going to sell you something, this or that or the other thing, is by telling you that you don't have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. They're going to try to lead you to believe that if you subscribe to this, if you buy that, if you employ this, if you do this shiny pretty thing, that somehow magically you're never going to have to be uncomfortable. Magically, the business is just going to show up in your email and your voicemail. Magically, you're never going to actually have to learn to master the skills, the art of being a powerful listing agent. Guys, it's just a lie. You have to see it for what it is. Stop denying that it's a lie. Stop chasing the pretty shiny things. Wake up to the fact that if those things work, guys, well, what happens? Everyone would be doing them anyway, and everyone would be rich. How many rich realtors do you know? You guys get the point? Those things are just designed to basically appease your desire not to have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So, Julie, point number 13.
Point number 13, bad habit number 13, having zero sense of urgency, taking forever to follow up on leads, and yet complaining that the leads suck. I mean, we hear about that so crazy much, right? So typically an agent will come to coaching and say, I need help with lead generation. Then the coach digs in and sees what leads you've already got set up, discovers that there's leads sitting there right in front of you that have been blown off, and yet you claim you need to learn about lead generation, and you claim that the leads that you have suck, when in fact, it's your lead follow-up that sucks, which is why a large part of our premier coaching talks about 18 relentless lead follow-up rules. What is the definition of urgency? Okay, urgency means when somebody raises their hand and even asks you about anything about real estate, you are white on rice. You call them back practically before they've hung up the phone or hit send in their email. Urgency matters. And I always use the example, Tim, of whenever, we can all think of things that we wanted to buy, right? Maybe it was a TV or a car or something. The salesperson that got paid was the one who helped you at the time you had the need, not the person that followed up with you 6 weeks later or sometimes even 6 hours later. So urgency matters. That's a terrible bad habit that's relatively easy to cure. Wouldn't you agree?
I do, and everyone who's listening to this call right now, every office manager, every broker, everybody, you should write this down and live by this. Furiously fast lead follow-up. Matter of fact, Julie, if that's not a T-shirt, we need to make it one. That you live by the mantra, furiously fast lead follow-up, for the reasons and many others that Julie just stated. If you're the first one to get on that lead, you will get the business in most cases. Brand new agents, I just gave you it's not even a secret, but I just gave you insight into what it takes for you to get deals away from big, experienced, grizzled veteran agents. The big, experienced, grizzled veteran agents who are bad at time management, which is most of them, are not good at all with lead follow-up. Matter of fact, they're listening right now and they're laughing, and they're admitting it to themselves because they have unanswered voicemails, unanswered emails. They have unanswered opportunities that they will probably never get back to, and that's how you guys can have an advantage in your marketplace. Having furiously fast lead follow-up, when a lead shows up anywhere, email, voicemail, SMS, doesn't matter. You get on that one immediately. And I'm going to give you guys something else, a little enhancement to what we're saying. Do not email, always call. Do not do any kind of electronic communication. Pick up the phone and call. If you think you're going to get business, just be, oh, hold on, Tim. I read someplace that some social networking expert told me that if someone Facebooks me, I'm only supposed to Facebook them back. That is what lazy people do. What I want you guys to do instead is always call, because that's so much more efficient. It's so much more powerful. It's so much more urgent. And you're telling that person that you are ready and able to help them, and you're not just going to do it passively like everyone else does it. Next point, Jules.
All right. The next point is ironic, but also very true. Bad habit number 14, hating anything to do with external accountability. You'd rather be your own boss than be successful. I mean, that's ironic, isn't it? You'd rather be in total control of your time. Nobody can tell you what to do. You control your schedule, which might mean not even starting the day at the normal time that normal working people do, for example. Hating anything to do with external accountability. I always cringe a little bit when people ask for accountability partners, and that's why I have them find each other on Facebook, because if that person just blows off the accountability, that's kind of like anti-accountability, right? I mean, this is a prevalent thing amongst self-employed, amongst real estate agents, salespeople, et cetera, hating that external accountability. In fact, it may be the leading reason they got into real estate in the first place, and yet it's not obvious that that's the very thing that keeps them away from momentum and keeps them away from profitability, is that they're dodging that external accountability. And, you know, in the Real Estate Treasure Map, we talk about this. The reason that agents who survive their first year survive is they have figured out how to pay their bills. That's external accountability. You're being sent a bill. You don't pay your cell phone, they shut you down. External accountability. And yet, it's hard to hit those further out goals because it relies on internal accountability. It's up to you. And I talk about in the treasure map, you know, if somebody sent you a bill for your savings or for paying off your debt instead of just the minimum easy payment, you would miraculously figure that out because that external accountability was there. And yet this is a big black hole for some agents that hide out because they just want to be their own boss. And in fact, they'd rather be in control of their time than actually create the success that they claim they want. It's kind of a twisted thing when you get down to it.
I love what you said. Meaning that bottom line is basically as if we were being charged like we were charged our cell phone bills. You don't pay your cell phone bill, a cell phone stops working. Miraculously, the cell phone bill gets paid every time. Well, if you had the same level of, you know, instant positive or negative from the actions you take, you absolutely would get more done and have more focus every single day. Absolutely true. Guys, remember what I told you about calling those expireds this weekend. Bad habit number, where are we at, Julie? 15. Woo, I like this one. Oh, this is my favorite one. Bad habit number 15, and this one always, even though we've been saying this now for years, we're still the only ones in the real estate industry that are saying this, which is, to me, staggering, but not making profit your product and keeping making it about other things. For example, and this is how Julie and I stumbled into this point, this wisdom, and here's what we did. Is we would, when we were doing a lot of live events, we'd go in front of a group of agents and we'd ask them, what's your product? And they had all said the same thing. Like I'm asking all of you guys right now, thousands of you listening, what's your product? You guys are going to say happy customers, sold houses. You're going to say all these things, right? These mostly touchy-feely, feel-good type things, because that's what we have been told we're supposed to be saying is the point of being in business. Because God forbid we actually admit we're in business because we want to make money. God forbid we're actually in business because we want to actually turn a profit so that we can invest that money and become rich. Have you guys noticed that there is a very kumbaya atmosphere in the real estate industry that is almost anti-profit, if not overtly anti-profit, and actually works out to be anti-profit? So here's what I want you to realize. You are not running a successful business. You are not a successful entrepreneur. You're not successful at all unless you're turning a profit in your business. Oh, hold on, Tim. Publicly traded companies like Zillow and all these other companies, they never make profit, Amazon, for example. Well, guys, it's still working out for the owners because it's publicly traded. They make money off the appreciation or the inflation value of the stock. They are making money through the stock, not through the actual revenue from the company or the profit from the revenue that they generate. You're not like that. You need to make money and your profit from the houses you sell, from the commissions you retain. If you're not focused, and I mean focused, on making profit, and Julie and I have given you lots of motivations and systems and ideas on how to do that, you will have no profit. And that means that you're just basically going to have years over, you know, years go by, months go by, where you're going to make nice money. And some of you guys have built yourselves nice lifestyles. Some of you guys have built yourselves into situations where maybe you have these nice, you know, lifestyles. Your kids go to private schools. You got a new Mercedes and a new BMW, and you go to vacation here and there and the other where. And then you get on a coaching call with Julie and I one day, and we're starting to ask you money questions about how much money do you have saved. And this is what we hear continuously: none. What's your plan to save money? I have none. How have you saved money in the past? I never have. And you guys are, some of you guys are in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s, and you've basically been spending all your time on this planet supporting a lifestyle. It's called lifestyle creep, and it never ends, by the way. You've never made making profit and enough to basically accumulate savings so that savings then can be reinvested in things that will make you even make you essentially rich, where your money works for you, you no longer work for your money. Unless that becomes the dominant thought in your mind, you will never do it. And this is what we do, again, when we do these live, you know, we ask that question live. We say, so if you had to go on a listing appointment tonight with an incredibly motivated seller for, let's make up some really, you know, salacious number, for $2.5 million, and this seller was going to pay you 7%, and you already had the buyer lined up, the seller was motivated, the buyer was motivated, it was all cash, no problems whatsoever, but you had to go and you had to compete against one other agent. How focused are you going to be on getting that business in order for you to make that amount of money? How unbelievably good are you going to be? How sharp are you going to be? How prepared are you going to be? How practiced, how really absolutely laser focused will you be to get that appointment and get that listing and make that money? You know, it's a different level of existence, isn't it? It's a different level of consciousness to have that level of focus, right? What would it take for you guys to have that level of focus with regards to actually making a profit in your business? What if you took that same intensity that all of you guys have to get that big deal or whatever it is, right? What if you took that same level of intensity and you applied that to actually making a profit? Now, here's the flip side to that question. And again, we've done podcasts on this before. Is in order for you to make profit, many of you guys are going to have to let go of the things that aren't working for you. In order to basically know what those things are, you have to ask yourself a question. And this is one of the questions that I asked you guys to run your expenses through. Has this particular expense, this widget, this shiny pretty object, this whatever you're subscribing to, because that's what's sucking your profit away, have those things actually produced at least 3 closed transactions in the past like 90 days or even 6 months, depending on what it is? And when you guys start basically setting the bar at a reasonable level, and I'm not even saying high, as far as what you are spending your money on, as far as what you expect from that return on investment, if you actually start being serious about how ineffective those things are, what it's going to result in is you having this little scary epiphany. And the epiphany is going to be, oh my gosh, I'm wasting my money. Now, here's the reason that many of you avoid it, because you are afraid of what comes on the other side of that internal conversation or external conversation if you're having with one of my coaches. The coach is going to go through, they're going to help you analyze all your expenses, they're going to make you, force you to actually go and really put all those things through a litmus test of whether they're producing profit, and you're going to find 90% of them are not producing profit and are literally just a waste of money, and that's going to scare the living crap out of you, because then you're going to have to ask yourself, if I stop doing that was your security blanket. You were holding on to hopes that massive database that you're doing long-term lead follow-up on would somehow worked out to be your oil field, your gold mine. And if you finally have to accept the fact that it doesn't work that way, and then you're wasting your time and your money, and more importantly, you're wasting your potentiality because you're believing that that thing is going to work for you. You guys following me on this line of thinking? The other side of that is scary, because then you're going to have to admit that you don't have another way of generating business, because you've never actually accepted the fact and lived by the mantra of doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Are you guys with me on this logic? Are you guys following through on this? But these are the real conversations you need to have with yourself if you're actually serious about making profit, which I know in your heart of hearts you are, otherwise you wouldn't have gotten into real estate to begin with. Those are the types of thoughts you guys need to have in order for you actually to move forward and actually accumulate enough money from having profit in your business so that you guys can finally actually be rich, where your money works for you and you no longer work for your money. That's the reason, guys, that at the end of the day, if you're not producing 50% profit margins in your business, you're doing something wrong. Julie, I know you've had these experiences and these conversations dozens of times with different clients.
Yep.
Any thoughts come to mind?
Well, I mean, your expired point at the top of the call is my prevailing thought. And when you were talking about, the fact that they typically relisted expireds have a lot lower days on the market because a seller will stage it. They will fix the negative feedback. They will change the price. They will do the things that they wouldn't do in the beginning when they thought it was worth even 5% more than it's actually worth, for example. I remember, and I know you will too, I mean, it was crazy how many times we'd go on expired appointments. And the seller would actually say, oh, we knew it was overpriced, but nobody ever asked us to do anything about it. I mean, like, really? Okay, they probably would have reduced it 30 or 60 days ago, but nobody asked them. The agent was weak, as you said, okay, or afraid of their seller, or maybe the agent believed that they were someday going to get that price. So that's actually easier than praying to the real estate gods that your database someday will possibly show up, you know, some results. So take action. And do the things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do them at a high level. And you will find that, curiously, when you get results, you will then start liking to do those things. You'll like to do them more frequently, and you'll do them at an even higher level because of the results that you're getting. So here's the homework from this series, because I think this was a 3 or 4 part series. Recognize your bad habits. We talked about 15 of them. Probably you're not having all 15 bad habits at the same time. Some of you, especially our more experienced agents, fall into these bad habits when you get busy, when you have a lot of money coming in and you start getting a little bit lazy, certain times of the year. You just fall into it now and then. So recognize your bad habits and work against them daily, nearly hourly, to create better and more profitable habits to lead you to your goals and your dreams. Homework, I mean, some of you guys, especially my premier coaching members, I'm always on you about this. If you've done your treasure map, do what it says to do. Follow it. Don't just sock it away. And if you haven't done your treasure map yet, well, that's a great place to start because it laser focuses you in on the things that you've got to do in order to create better habits of profitability and get away from the pretty shiny thing that goes on, get away from believing that balance is more important than your goals, all these things that we talked about. I mean, this is real-world stuff. We're not making this up. This is straight out of the mouths of our listeners and of our coaching clients. So back to you.
That's right. Yes. So, guys, listen, T-shirt store is going to be open soon. It's not perfect, but it's close. For members only, we're going to be posting on the private Facebook page. For the first 50 of you who basically, here's the deal. I'm going to give you guys a free T-shirt. These things cost us money. You have to cover the shipping and handling. You're going to pick out the quote that you want on the T-shirt. And the deal is that you guys are then going to just send a video or a picture back of you wearing the T-shirt. That's all I ask in exchange. And they're nice quality T-shirts as well. So this is kind of something fun that while you're prospecting, you can wear a T-shirt with a quote that basically resonates the most with you. I know I'm getting a bunch that say doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level.
For workout
That's
purposes.
What I'm going to be wearing. Exactly, right,
yeah,
for psychological purposes, right? When I see the reflection of myself in the computer, I will remind myself because there will be the words. And you guys can do the same thing. You know, this is fun. The whole point of this is we're, as Premier Coaching members, we are a big, what are we? We're like a big group, right? We're, you know, there's different ways to look at it, you know, as far as like, a tribe, and you can use all some of these modern words. But what we really are is I think we are leading the way for the rest of the industry to realize what an incredibly blessing, what an incredibly blessed, incredible opportunity being of service to others and selling real estate and making a profit can be if you uncomplicate it, if you get away from the drama, if you get away from the Mickey Mouse, if you get away from everything else that basically is distracting agents from truly focusing on being of service and making money. I mean, really, guys, this is a simple industry, a simple business to make you know, literally millions of dollars in, provided you don't allow all the other distractions to cloud your mind, you know, ruin your potentiality and really confuse you. Some of you guys have wasted so much time on shiny, pretty silver, you know, shiny objects, trying to build your team, trying to build your perfect website, worrying about this and that and the other thing. Whereas the reality of it is if you just focus on the things we ask you to focus on, the real estate treasure map, everything becomes easier and easier to understand. And really, the nice thing that happens, we hear this all the time, we read these emails to you guys, is you start to feel a heck of a lot less stress. If you've not downloaded your real estate treasure map, we're going to give that to you for free. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and just fill out that little form there. You're also going to be entitled to a coaching call with one of our new member coaches. If you're on Stitcher, go to Free Coaching Calls. If you're on iTunes, go to Free Coaching Calls. If you're on our website, the form is right there for you to complete. If you guys need us for anything, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.